this evening to have the composer Stuart Saunders Smith with us. As a special treat, we have added in for our first piece, the very first piece that he composed back in 1970 for five break drums and narrator. So, let's begin.
The first poem and the third poem are about my life in Maine in winter. The second poem is about my life in nightclubs, and I was a freelance jazz drummer. They were written in my early 20s. Let's do it. She is calling me. Once again, she will ask me to freeze, and I will ask her, how shall I speak? And she will say, snow is silence that can be heard. Bolts and things, vibrating on wires, simulating faded green neon wings to shine on and off the green street mirrors reflecting on them until the mica puddles melt in the sun. Inside, I'm just sipping my beer, watching bar stools get drunk, and hearing sliding cars at red stop signs, all which bring up many questions. Crow on the day snow rode down the journey. The sign spoke path. Yellowee! Curse, crust, burst. He fell to what? Here he goes. Then he went. But black wings in fog breath.
Out of
it's a very big work consisting of many little sections. Each of the sections is derived from the jazz and pop standards of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And in the tradition of a fake book, we just choose some part of this very large work to do. So we are going to be working with the first four and making variations and arrangements of them. The piece is for any instruments in any combination, so violin and cymbals.
Thank you.
River Rose was written for us, for our duo. It is a programmatic work. It's based on a story, and here's the story. A beautiful young woman was sitting by the edge of a very swift and dangerous river. As she gets up to leave, she slips and falls into the river. She cannot swim. She grabs onto a branch floating by and hangs onto it, not knowing where it might take her. Sometime later, she and the branch pass an open field in the middle of which was a single red rose. It smelled so fragrant. A river rose is in five movements, and each movement tells that story in a slightly different way. A river rose.
Thank you. Oh.